WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. Vigils are taking place in Vancouver to honor at least 11 people who were killed at a festival. A suspect is in custody and has been charged with 8 murders so far. Police say they may have a lead on a motive. CBS News correspondent Elise Preston.
Authorities have said that they do not believe that terrorism was at play here. They say that this 30-year-old Vancouver man that they have identified as the driver was known to them and had interactions with law enforcement involving mental health. Law enforcement officers have said that usually with terrorism, there's some type of ideology that someone was carrying out.
It's the last day of campaigning in Canada. Both candidates have called the Vancouver attack a nightmare and have sent sympathy to the families. The Canadian election has been dominated by President Donald Trump's policies and tariffs. Prime Minister Mark Carney, the Liberal Party leader, is favored to beat the Conservative candidate. Since tariffs are on the minds of Canadians, voters have favored Carney for his, quote, capabilities of leading and dealing with financial issues. 3 former Memphis police officers were convicted on federal charges of witness tampering after beating Tyre Nichols to death in 2023. They will now face a second-degree murder charge at the state level in Chattanooga. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum is following.
The court granted a motion for a change of venue, not for the trial itself, but for the selection of the jury, which will be selected from people living in Chattanooga and not Memphis. The defendants argued that years of pretrial publicity make selecting an impartial jury in Memphis nearly impossible, even if the trial itself can still be set there.
A new study says climate change and climate policy puts the planet at a 62% risk of triggering 16 tipping points. Study co-author Tim Lenton.
Already at the present level of warming, we're at a significant risk, like tens of percent, of crossing more than one tipping point. And as you can imagine, you dial the global warming dial up, those likelihoods escalate.
The Philadelphia Eagles are finally heading to the White House.
The Eagles, who beat the Kansas City Chiefs in New Orleans, are coming to the White House to celebrate their Super Bowl victory. President Trump canceled the team's visit when the Eagles won the Super Bowl in 2018 in a dispute over protests during the national anthem, and after only a handful of players signed up to go to the White House. After their most recent win, there were some questions about whether the team would be invited. But White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says they enthusiastically accepted an invitation, and the president said they deserve to be down here. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
This is
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Clemens with sports from Green Bay, where the second and third rounds of the NFL draft going on at Lambeau Field. Some of the great Packers that have been taken in the past in these rounds include safety Nick Collins and wide receivers Greg Jennings, James Jones. Tomorrow's rounds 4 through 7, Packers GM Brian Gutekunst.
Yeah, I think, you know, right now it looks pretty good. You never know when the runs are going to go, and all of a sudden it won't, but it looks pretty good. We got some really good players up there. We're excited to get to them and see if we can add some players. Again, I think it was a really good night for the Packers. I'm really eager to get back at it tomorrow, see how this thing falls tomorrow, and see if we can do some good.
A full recap later tonight. NBA, the Bucks and the Pacers playing Game 3 of their playoff series at Fiserv Forum. Baseball, the Brewers making a roster move, moving pitcher Tobias Myers off the 15-day IL. To make room, they send reliever Brian Hudson to the Nashville team. The crew in St. Louis for a 3-game weekend series. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, temperatures drop into the mid-50s. Showers and thunderstorms in the early morning. Showers and thunderstorms on your Monday. Some of those could be on the severe side with large hail, damaging winds, and perhaps a tornado. Highs around 75. It will be breezy out of the south most of the day. Right now, it's 62.
Maggie Dawn.
Tom Paulsiewicz joins me in the guest host seat. We dig into Judge Hannah Dugan's arrest. What is going on here?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
For the first time since 2002,
Oh, boy. Draft
a wide receiver. Listen to this crowd.
Oh, baby.
Matthew Golden, wide receiver, Texas. And he's here. And
courtesy of the NFL Network, that was the call last night, or the pick. Mark Murphy, Packers president, for the final time in his tenure, he is retiring after this year, announced that the Green Bay Packers, for the first time in a long, long time, actually got a wide receiver. Welcome back to hour number two, everybody. Glad to have you along. Aaron Zommer's on the board. It is 7 now, past the hour of 3 o'clock here on the Todd Albaugh Show, Friday, April 25th, 2025. A great day to be a Wisconsinite, particularly if you're a Packers fan. And this was great. Our sports reporter Mike Clemens got Golden's autograph on this helmet and already sent it down to me this morning. No, I'm just kidding. I don't actually have the autograph. It's just the Packers helmet. Here to discuss the draft and so much more, he joins us occasionally. Usually we have Brady Ewing on, former Green Bay Packer, or Green Bay Packer, former, wouldn't that have been fantastic? For a former yes. Wisconsin Badger fullback, and spent 3 years in the league, the NFL for Atlanta and Jacksonville, respectively. He's on the road today, or so he says here now. His older brother joining us live from the old hometown of Richland Center, Brandon Ewing, who is also a Wisconsin high school football coach in his own right. Brandon, always great to have you along. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. Thank you for having me. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. It was great. I had a good time last night. I just sat by myself. I had a, you know what I had left? I had a new Glarus strawberry rhubarb beer left over, and I cracked one of those over.
Those are so good.
And a hot dog. Yeah. I brought hot dogs, and I was going to grill on the show, but I couldn't find a George Foreman grill. So
yeah, everything to tailgate in the studio except the grill.
Why didn't you call me? I would have driven one right over.
Do you have a George
Actually,
Foreman
it's funny,
grill?
My grill.
Yeah.
My grill outdoors kind of took a crap on us. So Anna came home. My wife came home with a bunch of hot dogs last week. And she's like, well, I got these hot dogs. What are we going to do with them? And I said, I have just the thing. R.I.P. George Foreman.
But,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
We got it done.
I should have called you. So I thought, well, I got all these hot dogs. So I went home last night and put them on a proper grill. And so I hadn't had, I sat and had a beer and hot dogs as I watched the draft. That was my
also,
night.
Good for you. You are not the first one that when Todd told this story to, the reaction was, why didn't you call me? I have a George Foreman grill. There are like three other people who said the same thing.
Exactly.
It turns out a lot of people
have community, Todd. They love you. We love you.
Thank
you. And we would do that for you.
I appreciate that. Yeah. What do you think last night? Matthew Golden from Texas, a wide receiver coming to Green Bay. What was your take on the pick, Brandon?
Well, first and foremost, what about Murphy's enthusiasm? Did anybody know he had that in him?
No.
Like I was shocked to see you know, just how he handled that. And yeah, it was great. It was great. And then the pick, that's something that we as Wisconsinites, I mean, you go from Favre to Rodgers. We haven't needed that. Those guys made everybody so much better. Jordan, I can do that. But, you know, I think putting weapons around him is probably the right thing to do.
And then Goody makes a joke today. He plays it great, straight face. He said, yeah, I actually sent another name, and Murphy just completely ignored it. And yeah. It was a joke, but it was very funny.
That's that trump card that he's got, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. So, exactly. Yeah.
No, but going back, Todd, can I interject real quick?
Yeah.
You know, I look at last year and what I thought truly was a position of strength in wide receiver. You know, you got Christian Watson, who, to be honest, we can't lose sight of him, because I think that when he comes back, he's got a lot of those intangibles that we're looking for, and he will make our offense better. But, you know, you have him with his ACL, you've got Romeo Dubs with his concussion issues, and then the disappearing act that was Jaden Reed. It really was a position of need. And so to pick up Golden, who had a lot higher on their draft boards, right there at that 23rd pick was pretty exciting.
I went back and forth watching ESPN, ABC, and I kind of settled in on ABC because I like the College Game Day guys. And Nick Saban, former Alabama coach, seven-time national champion, the crew asked him, like, before the pick, they're like, who would you, if you were Gutekunst, who would you pick right now? And Coach Saban said, look, if I'm in that room, I'm picking Golden. And he had nothing but good things to say. Of course, he has a direct connection to Texas coach Steve Sarkisian. And I guess Texas had nothing but great things to say about this kid. His work ethic, his just kind of, I'll do anything for the team. His ability to really pick up systems quickly. Because he transferred in, right? And only spent a year in Texas.
From Houston,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, well, man, if Nick Saban thinks this kid is good, that's good enough for me.
Yeah, and honestly, you look at how, and I'm not saying that I watched every Texas, you know, football game last year, but you look at how they transition from, you know, having him be a piece of the puzzle to late in the year when they were going through their championship stretch, where he was really a focal point, and how he excelled in those positions. So, I'm not going to say he's going to be the cure-all, but he absolutely will be a fit within this offense, and sounds like Jordan Love's pretty happy.
Somewhere Aaron Rodgers is saying, why not me? Why didn't they do that when I was there?
Yeah. You know what? He's a Hall of Famer in his own part.
Exactly. Any other standout things from last night's draft that really stood out to you, picks or otherwise?
Shedeur Sanders. You know, who would have thought that he wouldn't have been drafted day one? You know, that is a talented.
You. we're on a group chat with Brady and Brandon and myself last night. And I'll say Brandon called this before the draft even started that Shedeur Sanders was not going to be taken in round one. Of course, the standout quarterback from Colorado, and his dad Prime not looking too happy. And you were right, Brandon.
Yeah, well, a lot of the things that I was seeing and reading, you know, it was going to be a stretch. And you know, looking at some of the gambling odds, you know, the odds kept getting worse and worse. And so it just kind of tells a story. Somebody knows something. And he's not going to be out there long today. I mean, somebody's going to snatch him up early. And he is a talented quarterback and a good leader. Some people don't like the other stuff, but it's Deion's boy. What else do you expect?
And Coach Saban was making a big deal about this last night. He was getting really irritated. He kind of called out his own company. He called out ABC, ESPN for, like, why are we talking about this? Because it doesn't matter where you really get drafted. If you're in the first couple of days, it really doesn't make a whole lot of difference if you get drafted in the first round or the second or the third. It's getting opportunity and making the most of that opportunity. And Saban was not happy about all the hoopla around Shedeur last night.
Yeah, I mean, you're exactly right. It's the only benefit of going in that first round is just that fifth year option for the teams. Mm-hmm. So, you know, to be honest, I was actually interested to see what was going to happen at the tail end, to see if somebody would try to trade into that spot so that they had that fifth year option. But, you know, It is what it is. He's not going to last long today. And I don't know. This is the best reality TV I think that you can get right now.
Right.
Yeah, would it's you fun agree?
No, it's really fun to watch, and that's a good transition into why I was actually really happy to have you on today, is because one of the coolest things that I like about the draft is the family members who get to finally talk, because it's their son or their brother or their grandson who gets drafted, and then to hear all these parents and grandparents and brothers and sisters talk about the guy who gets drafted. That's really cool. And so I wanted just to get your take. You know, it's been a few years now, but when Brady got drafted, he went in the fifth round, right? And so, mm-hmm. but you know, and for those that don't know, our family, our parents live a house apart in the neighborhood in Richland Center. So, you know, I've known your family quite a while. And when you and Brady come on together, the love you have, you're a very tight knit family. And so what was it like for you personally, for your mom and dad, for your sisters to be there watching this all unfold, and Brady's on the clock, as they say?
Yeah, Todd, and thank you for asking that question, because honestly, it was such a special day. We knew that he wasn't going to go in the first couple of rounds. So, right, you're watching just to kind of see how everything shook out. And, you know, from a fullback and H-back perspective, Brady was one of the top two or three guys that you know, people felt were going to get drafted. So, yeah, he that third day when we started watching, we just had anticipation, and we knew who was very interested in him based off of some of the conversations that he had had. So, yeah, we're watching, and once those teams started to come up, it's like you kind of watch them with bated breath. Mm-hmm. Who's going to call? You know, there were a couple times that as we were sitting there, and you know, those teams would pop up, and we'd kind of look over at Brady and be like, okay, because he was getting texts, right?
Sure.
And you would tell people, hey, just, you know, try not to communicate with us on draft day. But, you know, people were just interested and excited. And, you know, from when he did get picked, to be a part of that, or just be a fly on the wall, to hear the conversation, to see his excitement, to see my parents' excitement, mm-hmm. to be able to experience it with my wife, with, you know, Brady's wife at the time. It honestly, it was a special moment, and a moment that I'll never forget.
And I mean, it has to just be cool. I mean, I know my sister and I felt going to the first couple of games when he was at Wisconsin. And you know, here's a kid from Richland Center, a town of 5,000 people, makes it to Wisconsin and ends up earning a scholarship, starts as a walk-on. And the first couple of times we saw Brady get a big play, we got emotional. As just friends of the family, I can't imagine what it's like to see your own brother finally get drafted into the National Football League, because so very many few individuals in our country ever reach the professional leagues, let alone make it to the NFL.
Yeah. And Todd, you said it, we're a small town, small community. You know, what you felt and your sentiment is what others had in our community as well. So when he got picked, it felt like the community all rallied. It was like their brother was picked. And, so later that night, right, David, my father, my brother, myself, and a couple other family friends, we have a fire pit outside, and it was a chilly night, but we were out there lighting off fireworks, having a couple of cocktails, and just enjoying. And I'm telling you, people would drive up. People wanted to be a part of that, to experience it with him. And yeah. That's a testament to Brady. Brady is such a humble, honest, caring, loving individual, and people like him and like to be around him and wanted to experience that with him.
Yeah, it's still a source of pride for our hometown, I know, to have somebody from our, because it makes, I think, for younger kids, maybe you've seen this in your high school coaching, to make other kids think, whether it's sports or music or whatever it is, hey, I can do that. I can come from a small town and I can achieve my dreams.
But look at him. Brady is, he's just kind of the everyman. Mm-hmm. He's not overly big. He wasn't the best. He was a very good athlete, but he wasn't the best athlete. But that kid just worked his tail off. And that is a testament to others. That's why Brady is a motivation. Like, Brady's a phenomenal motivational speaker, mm-hmm. because he means it. And he's got that ability to kind of convey what it takes to be successful. And he's done it at the highest level. So yeah. I always say, if Brady had my body, he might still be playing right now, but you know, he just wasn't blessed with that. So
yeah. I love it.
And again, my wife's sitting over here smirking, Todd.
Come on back. We'll talk more with Brandon Ewing. NIL comes to high school sports. Who's going to get the first deal after this on the Civic Media Radio Network?
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on air.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross, calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The advantage of being a high school dropout is what you don't have. Like, you don't get it. That is below the dignity of your station, man.
Derek Van Orden wants you to know, as a kid, he was on food stamps. He was raised by a single mom. Me too. Attacking and belittling a witness, using your personal story to somehow justify it, it doesn't make you right. You know what's below the dignity of your station? Being a jerk while someone is raising valid concerns about the jerk move that you're about to make.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on to tap.fm/contest-terms. As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Pretend that I don't love you. You could never pretend that I'm your man. That's exactly the way that I want it. It's exactly the way that I am. And you call me in the
morning. If you're in Michigan Center this weekend, sitting around a campfire, you may hear that song if you're in the neighborhood. By request from our guest this half hour, Brandon Ewing, joining us via StreamYard from the old hometown in Michigan Center, a high school coach in his own right. Talking a little bit about his big bro, Brady Ewing, being drafted a few years back as a Wisconsin Badger going to the Atlanta Falcons. I've said this before. I still cannot get rid of my Atlanta Falcons gift shop emails that come to me all the time because I bought a Falcons hat and shirt and flag. And I've tried to, like, after, especially after I went to Jacksonville, I'm like, I don't need this. And they still come to my inbox. They're very good at marketing down there in Atlanta. I can tell you that much.
They're great.
Brandon, thanks for being with us off of the YouTube channel. Terry Barr, very own Terry Barr, by the way. We played her slice of Wisconsin yesterday, kind of setting up the draft. Great job by Terry, if you haven't heard this. Is ours?
Another thing with Terry Barr, tonight on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, in the second hour, for most of the second hour, it's a bar band Friday night. I pre-recorded it with Terry and Pete yesterday, and it features a 12-year-old singer-songwriter. And let me tell you, she is amazing.
Really?
Her name is Paige Klaber, and you should definitely listen to Nightlight tonight.
Fantastic. I will.
It's great.
I got Terry Barr. I got Pete Schwabba tonight from 6 until 8 right here in Civic Media. Great heads up. Terry says, this is a terrific conversation with Brandon about hometown, home state pride. And she says, I'm personally thrilled the way my hometown area, Green Bay, is presenting itself. Thanks, Terry. Yeah, talking earlier, Brandon, just what it was like for you and the family a few years back to see Brady being drafted in the NFL, and not just your family, but as you said, our hometown and our home area, and just inspiring to think that a kid, whatever your means are from a small town, if you believe and work hard enough, you can achieve your dreams, not just in athletics, but in anything.
Absolutely. I mean, it's, again, not to, you know, reiterate what we said earlier, but, you know, just it is a testament to hard work and perseverance and a little bit of luck. But yeah. I tell you what, he Brady really did his best to position himself and prepare himself for those opportunities. And you hear it every time that, you know, he joins your show. Just, again, that genuine nature, that hard work, that work ethic, and that, you know, will to be great. He had it.
He really does, and continues to do that in the hometown and what he does right now. He'll be back with us here. I still think we're going to see him on the stage giving the Atlanta pick tonight in the second round up in Green Bay. We'll see. Let's change gears, Brandon.
By the way.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
What? Okay.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I thought Green Bay showed out yesterday.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
The beauty, brought me back to what it was for me to feel like that is why I'm a Packer fan.
Yeah.
You know, it's family, football, you know, friends. It was beautiful. It was wonderful. It was majestic. They did such a good job.
All theatric and great television program. As you said, a great reality show.
Heck yeah.
There's a new reality for high school sports. Of course, you've been a long time coach in Richland Center area, Brandon. WIAA, Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association, voted today. We talked about this with sports director Jimmy Cuska to start the week. WIAA voted to allow high school student athletes to profit from their name, image, and likeness. As a coach, Mr. Ewing, what do you think?
this is a can of worms. Mm-hmm. And you know, I am all for, as you know, you look at the college level, like those kids need an opportunity to make, they can't work, you know, having conversations with Brady, you know, knowing what, you know, it entailed to be a Wisconsin Badger, like there was no opportunity for him to go out and you know, earn any money, additional money, and he wasn't a scholarship guy, you know. So yeah, to have those guys get the opportunity, I completely understand. But, you know, at the high school level, what does that mean for small town Richland Center, Wisconsin? Mm-hmm. You know, if there is an athlete out there that has potential and you know, maybe has the opportunity to earn some NIL stuff, he's not sticking around Richland Center, Wisconsin. He's going to go to a private school in a bigger community to where he can grow and earn those opportunities, more opportunities. So it's great. I mean, kids should be awarded an opportunity to earn off of themselves, but honestly, it doesn't bode well for small town sports.
Just a couple of minutes left, says, according to Wisconsin Public Radio, the policies allow high school athletes to sign endorsement deals to make money from promoting products. Wisconsin's policy restricts athletes from participating in NIL deals associated with a student's school team, school conference, or the WIAA. Also, they cannot wear their school uniform in any endorsement deal, use the marks or logos of the school, so on and so forth. So it's going to be restricted more than college, it sounds like. But yeah, to your point, Brandon, I guess we're the, Jimmy Cuska told us, one of the last 8 states in the country that didn't have some form of this. So it was going to come whether we liked it or not. But again, mm-hmm. I think it just marks, I don't know, for me, it's just another turning point that we're entering a new era, and I'm not so sure that it's a good one.
Well, and Todd, and I don't have specific names, but there's been, specifically on the basketball side of things, where we've had some tremendous athletes that have went to, you know, other states, to other schools, so that they could capitalize on some NIL
wow.
stuff. Yeah, so at least, you know, we're one of the last, right? But it may keep some you know, athletes here back in state. So, and honestly, from a basketball perspective, which is where you see a lot of this jumping around, Wisconsin has a rich history of deep, good, wonderful basketball players. And yeah, we need to keep those athletes here.
Brandon Ewing, thank you so very much. I appreciate my friend. We might see you around the neighborhood this weekend. Have a good weekend.
Heck yeah. Thanks, Todd. All Thanks, Amers.
Thank you very much, Brandon Ewing. Come on back. Peter Rapine with a week in review on the other side, the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief, the driver who police say plowed into a crowd during a Filipino festival in Vancouver faces multiple murder charges. CBS's Elise Preston reports on Sunday's vigil.
We've seen hundreds of people come and pay their respects. They've been laying flowers. They've been lighting candles, all very emotional, just devastated and heartbroken that this violence would take place.
People in Canada vote in national elections today that will determine the makeup of the country's parliament and its prime minister. Relations with the U.S. have been strained. Three former Memphis officers go on trial Monday on state charges for the beating death of Tyree Nichols. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum says they've already convicted of federal crimes.
None were convicted of the most serious charge, civil rights violations causing death. All three were convicted of witness tampering related to the cover-up of the beating. The Nichols family is hoping that the state criminal case will lead to more jail time.
CBS News Brief, I'm Cooper Lawrence.
Day two of the draft. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Green Bay, where the second and third rounds of the NFL draft going on at Lambeau Field. Some of the great Packers that have been taken in the past in these rounds include safety Nick Collins and wide receivers Greg Jennings, James Jones. Tomorrow's rounds 4-7, Packers GM Brian Gutekunst.
Yeah, I think, you know, right now it looks pretty good. You never know when the runs are going to go, and all of a sudden it won't, but it looks pretty good. We got some really good players up there. We're excited to get to them and see if we can add some players. Again, I think it was a really good night for the Packers. I'm really eager to get back at it tomorrow, see how this thing falls tomorrow, and see if we can do some good.
A full recap later tonight. NBA, the Bucks and the Pacers playing Game 3 of their playoff series at Fiserv Forum. Baseball, the Brewers making a roster move, moving pitcher Tobias Myers off the 15-day IL. To make room, they send reliever Brian Hudson to the Nashville team. The crew in St. Louis for a three-game weekend series. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Two Hollywood movers and shakers are about to get even busier as they team up for a new psychological thriller. American Hostage is a new series from MGM Plus and will star John Hamm, and Sean Ryan will executive produce. The show is set in the 70s and follows Hamm's character, who is a reporter forced to interview a hostage taker in the middle of a crisis. Hamm is currently starring in Your Friends and Neighbors, and Ryan recently executive produced and wrote The Night Agent. Pamela Anderson's recent film, The Last Showgirl, brought her critical praise and some Oscar buzz, but it did not result in a nomination. Not sure if it's a snub or not, but according to the New York Post, it motivated the Baywatch actress to retaliate by moving to Massachusetts to do theater. Anderson will star in Tennessee Williams' Camino Real this coming summer. Anderson made her Broadway debut in Chicago in 2022. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, temperatures drop into the mid-50s, showers and thunderstorms in the early morning. Showers and thunderstorms on your Monday. Some of those could be on the severe side with large hail, damaging winds, and perhaps a tornado. Highs around 75. It will be breezy out of the south most of the day. Right now, it's 62.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Check out my war plans.
Pete Hegseth talking about first big strike against the Houthis in Yemen on Signal, two separate channels. Yes, the one you heard about before with the reporter on it. Oops-a-daisy. And now also his wife, his bro, and his lawyer who magically got hired by the Pentagon. This guy's judgment could not be worse. Do you think Hegseth should probably resign?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
David Hogg, Democratic National Committee Vice Chair, says, no, we're going to spend $20 million to take out fellow Democrats who are either too old or not voting progressive enough. And Republicans are doing this as well. They don't want any compromise, zero-sum game. I spent 30 years in politics. The best politics are pragmatic. You get 75% of the loaf and you move on.
Catch The Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, he is running to head up the Wisconsin Democratic Party. Joe Zepecki joins us. Also, Will Westmoreland. His YouTube channel is The Back 40. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Comic-Con was better than sex.
To the show. Zomers has gone rogue. It's 35 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock on the Hallball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Thank goodness it's Friday. TGIF. Dialing up little Senator Kennedy there. That's a real quote from Senator Kennedy. That he likes omelets better than sex. Well, that's a great way to start off our next segment. Every other week, we are joined by our ongoing contributor and friend from beautiful Brooklyn, New York. He is the managing editor of ebombsworld.com. You can find all of these stories we're going to talk about today at ebombsworld. He is Peter Rapine, the one, the only. You know him, you love him. Peter, how the heck are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Todd. It's Friday. It's spring. We have the door open at the office. I was playing music on my speaker earlier. And after this, I'm going to have a cold one in my hand as soon as possible.
You know what you are, Peter Rapine, for me? You're like a spiritual gummy. Because I always feel better after talking to you. I feel more chill. I feel happier. That's what you are.
I appreciate it. Well, I do say it's, we always talk on Friday. Maybe if we did the show on Tuesday, I'd have a different...
Different vibe?
Yeah, different vibe.
So it's good we catch up with you on Friday. And thank you, by the way, for adjusting your time frame, because now we're later in the afternoon, so I know that kind of sucks for you, but thank you for doing it.
No, it's okay. Well, yeah, what's the deal with that?
Just, you know, things get changed, and so they said, Todd, we're going to put you in 2 to 4, so here we are. We're happy to be here, but even happier that you were willing to come along for the ride.
Yes.
Of course. Yeah. And honestly, it kind of makes my Friday just that much better, because this is the last thing I'm going to do.
Oh,
after
great.
This, I'm closing my computer and I'm
You're
out.
You're done.
I'm done.
I'd be remiss if, for those watching on the stream on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twix, and the like, Peter is wearing his beloved San Francisco Giants hat. Peter, your guys beat up on my Brewers. Out in the Bay was not good last night. Giants 5-6, mm-hmm. Milwaukee 5. The Brewers had a players only closed door meeting after that loss. I'm sure they were not happy. They were not happy at all. So
I've been hearing. See, I don't follow baseball as much as I probably should or used to, but I do know that the Buster Posey era is off to a good start.
Yes,
I'm excited to see. Yeah,
sadly for the Brewers, play tonight against the St. Louis Cardinals, 6:40 broadcast time on select stations across Civic Media. All right, Peter, we're always happy when you join us. These are actual headlines from actual wacky, weird human beings. This is not fiction or made up.
It is not. I like to say we're funny, but we're not this funny. and this week, I have a couple exclusives for you guys. Our first four items are not items you're going to find on the homepage just yet. So if you're listening, you're actually getting first access to some of my favorite stories of the week.
Now, this is real, and I really appreciate this. Peter controls what goes out on the ebombsworld.com site, and he has been so kind as to debut these next stories here exclusively on the All Ball Show on Civic Media. I really appreciate this. This is very cool. So this is the first place you're going to see this. So, all right, Peter Rapine. First headline.
And they're all incredibly childish, so.
Which is a great way to end the week. Some childish headlines. All right, very good.
All right. First one reads, parrot pleased with itself after asking its Alexa to fart.
A parrot pleased with itself after asking its Alexa to fart. Do explain.
Well, it's pretty self-explanatory, I'll say. This parrot, obviously, I think we have an audio for it. Is going to queue up
audio?
In a second.
All right.
But basically, the parrot realized that it can tell Alexa to fart. And you can't see it, but you can hear it. And just know that there is a giant smile on the parrot's face. And the parrot bobs its head up and down after every fart. So here we go.
Here we go.
Got the audio.
That was a triumphant one. Try asking me for a gassy fart.
Alexa, fart.
That was a long and crispy one. Try asking me to fart 17 times in a row.
Alexa, fart. Alexa, fart.
It's funny because the bird kind of sounds like a robot voice itself.
It kind of has
like a robotic voice. You almost kind of get confused which one is which.
Exactly. This is real, and the audio, the video on this is amazing. I mean, we played the audio portion of it, but the video is absolutely because you're right. The parrot is very excited that it has learned how to tell Alexa how to do this.
I know. It's probably fun for the owner to like teach it that for like an afternoon. Right. But then you're like, crap, I either have to get rid of my Alexa or get rid of this parrot because this never stops.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Right. And the fact that Alexa goes, that was a crispy one or whatever.
That was a crispy. I know. You ever designed that like Alexa model, like had a little bit too much fun, I think.
We're off to a flying start here, Peter Ray Pine. All right. Next exclusive headline from EPOM's World right here on Civic.
All right. Headline reads, Pastor says we need to be more like bacon, and we have no idea what that means.
All right. Pastor says we have to be more like bacon, and we have no idea what that means. This is confusing to me.
And this is one of those like very, I don't know what they're actually called, but one of those pastors that just kind of says stuff, and they say it in a way that's very hyped. And so it sounds like it's, you know, deep knowledge. But she's, just play the video, the audio. There's nothing I can say to cue this one up.
Here we go.
You're going to fry some chicken, you're going to need some. You're going to fry some fish, you're going to need some. You're going to fry some vegetables, you're going to need some. You're going to fry some bacon, you need some. No. You don't need no oil when you fry bacon, because what? Bacon has its own oil. I want you to look over and somebody send me like bacon, baby.
Somebody give me an amen.
Every time the heat is applied, you just produce your own.
I love it. Your own oil. If that woman gave the Eastern Sermon, she would pack the house.
Honestly, I think in another life, I was one of these pastors. I feel like that's a gift I have.
Your spiritual animal. Your spirit animal.
Yeah. I'm not sure what that means, but I'm on her side.
I'm on her side, too. Yeah, they don't need no oil.
No, when you say something in such a, when you have such conviction, right? It works.
That's
so
beautiful.
Kudos to her. Yeah. Be more like bacon, people.
Mark in Prairie Sack texts in on the text line and says, everybody loves bacon, right? They should. The bacon's beautiful. All right, Peter Ray Pine, all of these headlines, and you're debuting some of these here exclusively on our show. We appreciate that. But after the show, you'll find all of these at ebombsworld.com, actual headlines from actual crazy people. Peter Ray Pine, next headline.
All right, this one is a short one, and this comes to us from an event called the Gathering of the Juggalos.
Juggalos.
If you know what a juggalo is, you don't need me to say anything. Right. If you don't know what a juggalo is, there's nothing I can say to help you understand. They are the fans, and at one point were labeled a gang. They are the fans of the Insane Clown Posse, and they have a gathering every year where the most interesting people gather for a weekend of music and partying. And one woman brought a special item with her to the gathering, and the headline reads, woman shows off replica of her husband's penis that's also an urn filled with his ashes.
A woman at this gathering shows off a replica of her husband's penis that's also an urn filled with his ashes.
And we have audio.
We have
an actual replication of my husband's penis with his ashes in it that I have slowly been spreading around the gathering. And who's here?
This video is magical.
And she's sitting there and she's holding it in her left hand and it's clearly see-through. So you can see that there's like about half of the ashes left. And I like to imagine that she poked a hole in the tip and is just kind of walking around.
Blessing sprinkling people. This brings up a lot of questions, which I'm not sure we can discuss in afternoon radio. But I mean, A, why is someone spreading around their partner's ashes on other people? Mm. That seems odd. And if you're going to, why would you put your husband's ashes in an urn that shaped, she claims, like his penis? Yeah. What, I mean, was there a mold made before he passed away? I don't know.
Well, all I can say is I hope my wife does this for me after I die.
Really? That's how you want to go? that's how you want to be into memorial?
Be remembered? Yeah. All right. Why not? There are worse ways.
Absolutely, there are worse ways. All right, Peter Rapine, next headline.
Next headline, Shaq almost definitely crapped his pants on live TV.
Shaq almost definitely crapped himself on live TV. This is real. This is real. I've seen this a couple other places. And look, we've all been there where you really got to go. But not all of us have been on national television.
No. So Shaq is obviously Hall of Fame basketball player. He's one of the hosts of Inside the NBA. And the following episode to this episode, the crew pranked him by bringing in a porta potty and putting it next to his seat on stage. But we have some audio of Shaq running off set during the show to go use the bathroom.
Here we go.
The other thing about Kawhi is, you know, you're all right, big fella? You're all right. No. Catching a cramp?
Go ahead. Keep talking, Jeff.
Yeah, we're on TV.
I know what we're doing. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's that olive oil you've been drinking.
I know.
Hey, take some matches with you.
Charles
Barkley.
Hey,
listen,
Barkley.
He couldn't hold it. He can't hold it. After 40, he can't hold it no
more. That's a first.
He can't hold it.
Unless
he's got something. After 40.
That wasn't something planned, was it?
No.
And the fact that TNT follows him with the camera into the the bathroom door closing.
There's a reason that show has been awarded like the best talk sports show like 7 or 8 years ago.
Yeah.
They're not only the best anchors, but you know, stuff like this happens. And you can hear in Shaq's voice, he's trembling.
He's like, this isn't a joke. I gotta go.
And I guess maybe he has been drinking olive oil, which
really?
Chuck clearly is like, he's all that olive oil you've been drinking, Shaq.
I know.
Charles Barkley is a gift to television. That's all I can say. He's phenomenal. Whether it's TNT for NBA or whether when they cross do the TNT and also CBS for college sports, March Madness. I watch this stuff, half of it, just for Charles Barkley. And Ernie Johnson's a great foil, who originally is from Wisconsin, by the way. Did you know that?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't know that. Ernie Johnson's a Wisconsinite. All right, about 2 minutes left, Peter Rapine, before the break. 1 minute left. Sorry. Thank you, Zomers. Can we get a quick one in here?
Yes, Australian airport begs passengers to stop showing up drunk.
Australian airport begs passengers to stop showing up drunk. Is this audio or no?
There is some audio.
Oh, really? All right, very good. Let's play it. Here we go.
So many people are rocking up to Darwin Airport face that the Australian Federal Police are literally getting involved.
I went to China once and we got into China and then he got taken away into a separate room because he fell off the plane.
What?
Yep.
As long as you can walk properly and, you know, don't be a dick in front of other people, that's not too bad.
It's probably some of the younger people out there that present in this way, and we just ask them to not act in that way.
The issue is so many of the flights leave really late at night in Darwin, so people are rolling straight from the club to the airport.
It's not proper because it's not comfortable for the rest of the passengers because they might cause stuff.
All right, well, we're up against the clock here, but now see, I agree with that one person that said late flights, people come from the clubs, get on the plane. Come on, Australians, sober up, mate. Back after this on Civic Media.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The advantage of being a high school dropout is what you don't have. Like, you don't get it. That is below the dignity of your station, man.
Derek Van Orden wants you to know, as a kid, he was on food stamps. He was raised by a single mom. Me too. Attacking and belittling a witness, using your personal story to somehow justify it, it doesn't make you right. You know what's below the dignity of your station? Being a jerk while someone is raising valid concerns about the jerk move that you're about to make.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on to tap.fm/contest-terms. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 8 before the hour of 4 o'clock at the top of the hour. CBS and ABC News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to, a weather update. Our great sports reporter, Mr. Mike Clemens, live on location at Lambeau Field as the NFL draft continues. Going to tell you about the Packers' next pick, all the great excitement up there in Green Bay. And then it'll be the Maggie Dawn Show from 4 until 6. And then our friend Pete Schwabe. And Zomer says a great show coming up tonight on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Terry Barr is on that show as well. You don't want to miss it from 6 until 8. Right now, every other week, we are joined by our friend Peter Rapine, managing editor at epalmsworld.com. You can find all these headlines we're talking about at epalmsworld.com. Peter, quickly, I heard you were on a little vacation. Do we want to talk about that? Or?
Oh, yeah. Yes, so I was just in Vancouver this last weekend.
Vancouver, all right.
I met a girl. Remember I was in Mexico a couple months ago?
Yes.
I met a girl when I was in Mexico.
Yes. Peter Rapine is the Don Juan of Epom's world, but go ahead.
Well, Chris has been saying this, saying I'm living in a rom-com now. just because the way that we met was so funny and so weird. I feel like I have to tell you.
Yeah, please.
I haven't told you yet.
All right.
So it was my second day in Mexico. I'm on the beach. And I'm not the type of guy that like hits on strangers in public. Sure. You know, I don't just walk up to someone and go, hi, blah, 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 blah. That's not me. It's not my game. But it was second day on the beach in Mexico, and I felt compelled. I was in the water, and I saw someone who I was like, oh, crap. Like, if I don't say something, I'm going to think about it all week. So I'm on vacation with my friends.
Acted in the moment, yeah.
I'm acting in the moment. I'm like, okay, shoot my shot. And I don't know what I said. I said something dumb. I was like, this is really great, isn't it? And, like, one of them was trying to body surf, and it wasn't the best beach for body surfing. So I said, not the best beach for body surfing, huh? And they both kind of look at me like, okay, weirdo, like stranger, like get away from us. And they both swam away.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm thinking, okay, whatever. You know, I go back to my buddies. I'm like, I said something, but maybe they were shy.
Right.
You know. 2 days go by. I've completely forgotten about it. And me and my two friends are going out to dinner. One of them have already eaten. And so he kind of peels off and he's like, hey man, I saw some girls. I saw the backs of two girls at a bar smoking cigarettes. Let me get a cigarette. I'm going to go up and, you know, ask for a lighter and you guys go and eat. And in an hour when you're done, hopefully come and find me and I'll be, you know, at a bar with, you know, two girls. Mm. And I think, okay, whatever. Think nothing of it. A couple of hours go by. We go and meet my friend at this bar. And lo and behold, he's sitting next to these two girls that I shouted at in the water the day before.
Get out.
And my first thought is, holy crap, I hope they don't recognize me.
Crap, yes. Right? Okay.
Crap. Sorry. But no, we end up hanging out. We get along really well. About like an hour or so in, you know, I'm like, hey, I don't know if you guys remember, but there was a guy who was trying to talk to you in the water the other day. And I was like, that was me. And they both start full on belly laughing, heads on the bar. They laugh. I'm not kidding, Todd, for like 2 minutes uninterrupted.
Really?
And I'm just kind of sitting here like, oh, is this good? Is this bad? Like, is our night going to end really soon? And they pull their heads up and they look at me and they go, oh my God, we've been talking about that guy. We thought either he's really nice and maybe we should have said something, or we thought maybe he was like a little autistic and his caretaker had gotten lost.
No way.
And I responded with, honestly, it's a little bit of both.
Now, why would a girl like a nice guy like you?
Well, it turns out she did. So we really hit it off. And that's who I visited in Vancouver last weekend. She came to visit me. She's coming again in a couple weeks. Yeah.
She's Canadian.
And
now, see, this is a great way. This is a great story. This is a great story because, see, if you just sometimes, as you say, shoot your shot, sometimes you're going to get shot down, but it may end up, look, now is this a relationship yet, Peter Rapine?
Yes, it is.
It is. Yeah. It is a relationship. Uh-huh. So you've been to Vancouver. She's been to Brooklyn.
Yeah, she's coming in a week, and then she goes to Europe, and I'm going to go meet her in Europe.
That's why you look so chill this week. That's why you're smiling more than usual. I'm very happy for you. I'm very happy for you. That's great. All right. Well, do we have like a minute and a half left. Do we want to end on one big one here? Do we have time for two quick ones? What do you want to do? Headlines from EPOM's world.
All right, I'll read off a couple of headlines.
All right.
Delta passengers forced to hold up plane ceiling mid-flight.
Delta passengers forced to hold up plane ceiling mid-flight. And this is not the one that flipped over, I assume.
No, it's like the ceiling under the cargo where you put your bags is falling. And a bunch of people just have to hold it above their heads. Otherwise, it's going to crush them.
During the flight?
During the flight.
Wow.
Which is bad.
Airlines not doing so well right now.
No.
All right.
A man on TikTok or Instagram was arrested for cleaning his elderly neighbor's yard for free.
What?
Long story short, a woman had an overgrown yard, and a guy who, you know, cleans yards for free and posts about it decided to go and, you know, offer her this free service. While he was cleaning it, local police stopped him because technically her yard is too big to, and there were some stipulations about how she had to hire government contractors to do the job, and she didn't want to hire someone to do the job, so he came to do it for free, and they said you couldn't do it. They kicked him out the first time he came, and then he came back to finish it, and they arrested him.
Where is this at? Do we know?
Let me double check.
Good gosh. A good Samaritan tries to help a woman clean up her yard and gets arrested?
Yeah.
See, this is what's wrong with America today, or at least wherever this happened at. Well, we'll figure it out. People can go to EPOM's World to find out. There's the teaser. Go ahead and look up the headline. Peter Rapine, you always make us feel better. Thanks for hanging out with us. Have a great weekend, my friend.
Thanks, Todd.
Always a pleasure. Peter Rapine of EPOM's World. Thank you, Zomers. Thank you, Matt Flynn, Brandon Ewing, everybody else. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you on Monday. Bye-bye.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. At least 11 people were killed and dozens injured Saturday night in Vancouver after a car rammed a Filipino Heritage Day festival. Police say they have a suspect in custody. Here's CBS's Anna Schachter.
Police on Sunday night did release the suspect's name, Kai G. Adam Lowe, age 30, and they charged him with 8 counts of second-degree murder. He did appear in court in Vancouver already on Sunday. Police say they expect more charges to be filed.
Canadian authorities say there are no indicators of an ideological motivation behind the attack. One vendor at the festival